There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Headline on Fox News. Thought this was kind of interesting. United grounds all U.S. flights on automation issue. United Airlines grounded all U.S. flights amid a computer fault, the second such setback for the carrier in less than 6 weeks. Automation issues triggered the move, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said Wednesday. United suffered a similar attack on June 2nd. So this is just in. That's huge. United grounds all U.S. flights. That's all we know. It's breaking news that just came out at 7:53 this morning. Man, if you're in the air, what do you do? And what does the pilot do? I mean, do you land? Do you keep going? Do you turn around? I mean, wow. Anyway, that is a Bloomberg.com story. Not a good one either. Man, alive, the second time because of a computer glitch? Are you kidding me? How about hacking? How about by design? I don't know. Anyway, getting back to the news, Stuart Rhodes has called for an emergency summit, state by state, in preparation for, he says, the economic collapse. I listened to this, and I think you might want to listen to it. It comes from Christian Patriots, but founder and director, Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes, urges all Oath Keeper chapters across the country to hold an emergency summit by state in order to prepare for the economic collapse. Assume the worst, he says, and formulate support teams. Food storage, he says, is the most critical. The United States does not have any backup grain supply, though they want you to believe they don't. Now, he was pretty good about the way he gave action items for people. When you have a meeting in your state, I don't care whether it's a PTA meeting or whatever, I don't care any kind of meeting, that you're meeting with like minds that know what's happening in this country, he says, find out each other's expertise. Is it in communications? Is it in riflery? Is it in media? Is it in medical? And start preparing and finding some leaders within your own groups. I thought this was really excellent information. And he says, spend time with these people. Start having some potlucks. Get together. Know whom you can trust. Because you can't trust everyone. It's so sad, but you can't. And food, 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 and more food is the answer. So anyway, look at that video, if you would, please. Stuart Rhodes. Now, this was in previously in the, it's the same one that Cynthia put in, I think it was Monday. But I didn't cover it, and I think it's important enough. If you didn't see it on Monday, please look at the information. Please check this out, because I think it's imperative that we start doing some organizing. I mean, it's a little late. Yeah, it is. But it's better than nothing. U.S. Mint runs out of silver on the same day the price of the silver plunged to 2015 lows. While the U.S. Mint halting sales of silver and gold during times of peak demand is nothing new, what is surprising is that monthly silver American Eagle sales demand in recent months has been off the charts. What makes one wonder just what the inventory buffer at the mint, if a modest 1.6 million ounces of silver sold in 1 week, can deplete the mint's planned holdings for the entire month? Did you get that? 1.6 million ounces of silver were sold in 1 week. That was the whole month's supply. That's what they were keeping for the whole month, and it was gone in 1 week. That was supposed to last all of June. And another question is, Just what supply and demand universe does such an explicit confirmation of a surge in demand for silver result in a plunge in the price of silver, spot silver, to its lowest level of the year? You got it there. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Jason Derkovich, Dr. Eric Llewellyn will be joining me. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for being part of the Power Hour today. Of course, we are awaiting the opening of the stock market in just a little bit. It's already 137 points in the red. That is, if you're listening to this program, the 8th of June, 2015. 8th of July. What am I saying? 8th of July, 2015. It's all about the truth. And we're going to be talking to Dr. Eric Llewellyn and also to Jason Derkovich about what is the real story behind synthetic versus organic whole food vitamins in just a second. But let me tell you, those of you who order Dr. Gary Knoll's stuff, green stuff in his videos, you're going to get a special treat. You're going to get a special gift at the bottom of the hour. So I'll let you know about that at the bottom of the hour. So remind me if I forget. But we're going to change the subject now. Away from all the bad news of the financial markets, and we're going to talk to Dr. Eric Llewellyn and to Jason Derkovich. Now, Jason Derkovich was involved in researching vitamins and minerals, and he was approached by Dr. Eric Llewellyn about the importance of whole food organic nutrients as opposed to synthetic items. He became very interested, and it's now called Grown by Nature, which we have at the Power Mall. I take, I love, and not only because they come in a blue glass bottle, but because I just really like these nutrients. And Dr. Llewellyn, he takes a holistic view of nature, health, and life in general. He leads a vegetarian diet life, and not only to physical fitness, but he also believes in spiritual well-being of humanity. He, for decades, devoted his life to developing and teaching the art of self-healing through holistic nutrition. He graduated from the British College of Naturopathy and Osteopathy in London, and Dr. Llewellyn received training in nutrition and holistic health with Dr. Philip Kilsby, a pioneer in holistic medicine. He joins us here today, and thank you so very much, gentlemen, for joining us in the Power Hour. Thank you, Dr. Llewellyn. I'll welcome you first and say thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Let me ask you, before we get to Jason, but tell me what's happening in the U.K., on the issue of vitamins and minerals. I know Health Canada has been really a stickler for some things that I wish they wouldn't be a stickler for, but what's happening in the UK? What kind of barriers are you having to dodge there?
The UK is essentially run by the bureaucrats in Brussels who are in charge of the economic community, if I can put it that way, which is these sort of 20 countries, and they've issued a whole load of guidelines to do with vitamins and minerals. They're having a real clampdown on herbs, and where there are beneficial herbs, they are virtually making them having to become medicines, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But in many ways, I'm very grateful to them, because what they're doing is they are saying you can't have high dose of chemical vitamins, which is really very pleasing to me, because there are side effects to vitamins that people don't understand. These natural vitamins are chemicals, and they do have side effects, which is listed in the United States Pharmacopeia. So while they're restricting the range of vitamins and minerals, in many ways I'm rather pleased about it, because it doesn't affect the food ones, of course.
That is interesting. That is interesting. That's really important. And so now you separate the issue of synthetic supplements and whole food vitamins, and that's really critical.
That is now starting, Joyce, yes, and I'm very, very pleased about it, to be honest with you.
I find that amazing. I don't know, I kind of wonder, are you saying that because you don't want to get crosswise with the bad guys out there that are, that are trying to limit people's freedom, or is it because you really believe in whole food vitamins versus synthetics?
Well, I totally believe in the whole food vitamins, because they and the minerals, because they actually replace what's missing in food nowadays. And we have to be very clear that a lot of these nutrients are not in soil, which means photosynthesis to make vitamins doesn't take place in the plants properly. But for years I've been saying about take whole food, not chemicals, and people have been saying, oh, don't be silly, I'm taking a natural vitamin. So now it's just coming out that these natural vitamins are listed by the EU, who govern us, they're listed as chemicals, not as food. And I'm very pleased to say that our food vitamins have been all approved, and our food minerals have been all approved by the EU. So we're in a completely separate category to all of those people that were saying they had natural vitamins and now have to go into a chemical approval list. So, rather pleased about that.
Okay, I appreciate that, and I'm glad to hear that. Let me go to Jason, because Jason deals on the United States side. Of course, you're in the U.K. You're an osteopathic physician in the U.K., nutritionist, et cetera. And, Jason, you are the one that we work with here in the United States for our Grown by Nature, which we absolutely love. Cannot thank you enough for bringing us such a high-quality product. Welcome to the Power Hour today.
Thank you very much for having me, Joyce, and I have the greatest thanks to get to you as well for, this is now almost our 10th year that we've been working together, so thank you.
No kidding?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I'll never forget, ladies and gentlemen, I know I repeat this story all the time, but when I first met Jason through his wife, who worked at Genesis, believe it or not, yeah, there was a connection there. She was doing PR, I believe, with Genesis at that time. And I got introduced to Grown by Nature, and I was just fascinated with whole food vitamins. And you wanted to know who we were. So the first delivery that we ever got of Grown by Nature, he drove it down from Minnesota from, I couldn't believe it, drove it down to Missouri from Minnesota to find out who we were and to make sure we got excellent service. And I cannot thank you enough for that. That showed me a lot about you, Jason.
Well, it was only a 9-hour drive overnight, so it didn't work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great. That's great. But yeah.
I know we had a radio show that day, and I wanted to make sure you guys had your stuff there. So
that was so kind of you, but you had 9 hours down and 9 hours back. Oh, that was horrible. But anyway, I'm so glad that you did that, and we got to meet you. Anyway, let's talk about what's happening in the United States with respect to whole food vitamins versus synthetic. What are the restrictions here, if any, on whole food vitamins, and what do you see happening here politically?
Well, there's really no restrictions as far as the whole food vitamins go. I mean, they tend to be viewed as a separate entity as to the chemical forms. I don't think there's any real restrictions as they're dealing with in the EU yet. But as Eric had pointed out, I would also welcome that, because the truth is, people are becoming their own doctors. They go to Dr. Google. They know which vitamin that they're short in, or that they feel that they should be taking. They go to the doctor. The doctor says you need vitamin D. And so then they start going to the local supplement store, and then they're purchasing high dose, mega doses of these synthetic chemicals. Now, if they were to help them, that would be one thing. But the fact is, all of these chemicals have adverse reactions reported, which are not found with the whole food forms. They're not in the same form as the food nutrients that are in our diet. So what is missing in our diet is not being replaced by these synthetic forms that people are taking. And then the answer seems to be, well, if it's not working at this dosage, you just need to increase your dosage, which then creates all sorts of other imbalances within the body.
Now, the vitamins, Dr. Llewellyn, that Jason has so kindly been providing to us for the last 10 years under your direction and formulation are different. I want you to explain the difference between synthetic vitamins for people who are taking a vitamin C or the vitamin C grown by nature, or the selenium by grown by nature, or the magnesium, or the calcium, or whatever else. What is the basic difference between the chemical and the whole food?
Well, gosh, I'm glad your radio program is nonstop 24 hours, because I might have started my introduction by then. But let me cut it very short for you. Most natural vitamins, probably 99% of the world's natural vitamins, are made by pharmaceutical companies. It doesn't matter the brand. It doesn't matter the country. The chemicals they use are made by a handful or so pharmaceutical companies, and the chemical is actually listed in the ingredients section of that bottle. So if you had, for example, natural vitamin B6, and you read it's pyridoxine hydrochloride, that is a legal definition of what is natural. Pyridoxine hydrochloride is never found in any living tissue or in nature on the planet, as 99% of the vitamins are. But the consumers will see on the label what the chemical is, and then they, by all means, I'm happy to help them, or they can go to the local library and look up the contraindications from the United States Pharmacopeia, which will tell them all the side effects you can get from it. But the other thing about these so-called natural vitamins is you probably at most will absorb, let's say 10% as a round number, which is okay, but it's the main difference is that when you take nutrients in food, they are attached to proteins, carbohydrates, lipids, and all of these things. That's like, as I said before, the full address on an envelope, so that when it goes into the stomach and to the duodenum in the gut, the proteins will direct where it has to go to mix up with other proteins. 99% of the stuff supplements on the market do not have proteins. In other words, it's like a letter with no delivery address whatsoever. And those two pictures are absolutely true. Now, in 1999, Dr. Blobel won the Nobel Prize for saying nutrients need to be delivered by peptides or proteins. And we've been saying that for 30 years. It's what we do. It's no good just putting some protein powder in with some chemical vitamins, which is what a lot of people are doing nowadays. You need to have it joined. In other words, the nutrient has to be joined to those proteins and the rest of the food matrix. It's rather like saying...
Okay, we've got to go to this break. We'll come back and finish the discussion on whole food vitamins versus synthetic vitamins. I think he's going to change your mind on a lot of things. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 4 minute break. Joyce Riley.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
top of the hour, waiting for the stock market to open in about 6 minutes to see what happens, given the fact that China kind of was crashing last night in free fall. But we're talking about something more interesting today, which is nutrition and nutrition from supplements. Now, we were talking to Dr. Eric Llewellyn and Jason Derkovics about the whole food vitamins versus the chemical ones or the synthetic supplements. Dr. Llewellyn, you were talking about that at the break, and I had to cut you off, but synthetic supplements versus whole food vitamins. Go ahead, please.
Well, first of all, the majority of synthetic supplements are actually legally allowed to be called natural. You asked me earlier on about what's happening in Britain, and I mentioned the EU. The EU, which governs about 20 countries, has not got a facility for food vitamins except for the ones we do. And all the others are listed as a range of chemicals. They are not called natural at all. And this is available to anybody online. 99% of all the natural vitamins sold are, in fact, synthetically manufactured, either from molecules or from substances, as Jason's got a list, of coal tar, petroleum, formaldehyde. All of those are the basis of natural supplements, natural vitamins. Now, while they're legally natural, they are not, of course, natural in terms of how the body recognizes it. The body recognizes foods in a complex, so it has its proteins and carbohydrates and fats and all the rest of it, and that's what our body is designed. And I gave the brief analogy, it's like an address on the envelope. If you have the full address, then you can get your letter delivered. If you just have something saying Eric Llewellyn, then it's not going to get delivered. But that's why you need to take very high dosage of these chemicals to get a little bit, probably on average 10% is the most, which also means that your body has got to get rid of 90% of stuff it can't use. With our whole food supplements, these are all whole food. They are joined to the proteins, carbohydrates, and the other nutritional factors such as beta-glucans, FOD, etc., because they're a food. Now, that means it's recognized and much more is used. So you could summarize it by saying, look at the label to see if it's a chemical or not. The food nutrients are not chemicals, so they don't have chemical names like 99% of the brands. And one has to consider, what is the difference between, say, pyridoxine hydrochloride from this brand or that brand or the next brand? It's all the same stuff, and it's a chemical. But they just, it's just down to how much marketing they spend, but it is not a food. So if we could all please remember, it's like an address, and this is what Professor Blobel won the Nobel Prize for, saying you've got to have the full address to deliver nutrients within the body.
Well, let me ask you a question regarding, let's say, magnesium, because yesterday Dr. Gary Null, you probably are familiar with him, PhD, Dr. Gary Null was on our program. He's written about 70 books, and he said the first thing you need to do is start out in the morning is take 400 milligrams of magnesium. Now, your bottle of magnesium, which I take, has 30 milligrams per pill of magnesium. Now, help me understand, should I be taking, you know, 10 or 20 of those little Grown by Nature pills, or help me understand?
No. First of all, when you start taking more than 200 milligrams of a magnesium supplement that is a salt, that means it's called magnesium carbonate, gluconate, or any of the other 28 names of the different chemical forms of magnesium, you're going to get a very little. When you use the food nutrients that we're doing, because of the delivery address, you get a lot. So you can take 400 milligrams, depending on what salt it is, if it's a sulfate, oxide, orotate, you'll probably be still only be getting about, I would say, 5 to 8 milligrams of that. Now, let's say you get 10%, so let's say you get 40 milligrams. How is that 40 milligrams going to be delivered? There isn't an address on it, so you'll be lucky to get about 10% of that. Now, this is supported by the American USDA. It's also from surveys done in the United States, which shows people, even when they take, if you take over 200 milligrams, what the American survey showed was you start depleting the amount. So you can start with, say, 400 milligrams. You're going to get even less, if that makes sense to you. Most Americans, even those taking supplements, are only getting between 60 and 70% of the magnesium, depending on the sex and age group they need. Your body simply cannot absorb, whether it's 400 milligrams of magnesium sulfate or 2 grams of magnesium sulfate.
Okay, we've got to go to a break.
And treat it as a drug and alien substances. And get
okay, we've got to go to this break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break, and I have a special gift for those of you who ordered the Dr. Null videos. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Joyce Riley.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Just to let you know, 33 minutes after the hour, stock market is opening in the red, 153 points, just to let you know. And also, we are going to have to be taking down some interviews. I'm going to mention this to you because they are going to be missing, and I want to explain to you why. The essential oil interviews with Terry Sechrist must be taken down. So this is going to happen probably as soon as it can. And just to let you know that they will be missing, and there is a reason. It's called the FDA. So essential oils now are being targeted by the FDA, and just wanted to share that with you. Also, I mean, they're coming down hard and heavy on people. And also, I wanted to let you know that those of you who ordered one of the Gary Null whole food products, and I'm talking about the powders, the green stuff, red stuff, that's the name of it, by the way, muscle stuff, and the berry blast, those of you who ordered those are going to get three DVDs at no charge. Well, because of the delay in getting the green stuff, there's been such a demand for it, Dr. Gary Null has now given a free complimentary toothpaste to all of you who have to wait on your green stuff. So, and that got the DVDs. So you will find an extra tube of toothpaste in, by Dr. Gary Null in your order. So don't call us, as all our honest people do, and say, oh, you made a mistake and gave me something too much. No, that's because Dr. Null wants to say he's sorry for the green stuff being delayed. It'll be another 2 weeks, so I do apologize for that. But 2 to 3 weeks, probably. So I just wanted to mention that you will get a free tube of toothpaste. I want to encourage you also to support the Power Mall. And the way you can do that is by purchasing the Grown by Nature products. I know you're probably convinced by now there's a difference between synthetic and between chemical vitamins. But we have a special offer for you on saving on the Grown by Nature products. So give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Now, whether it's calcium or whether it's beta-glucan, which I do want to get to and talk to him about beta-glucan, but any of these items are on special at the Power Mall. Also, the salt products, fine grind salt, Himalayan salt, the lamps that are so gorgeous. Purslane is on sale, and activated charcoal is on sale. We've got so many things on sale now at the Power Mall. Vitamir products are on sale. So give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Jason Dirkovics, and Jason, you were the one that brought our attention to Grown by Nature, that it was so different, and it is, that you became a believer that whole food vitamins, and you were probably kind of in the minority at that time, but now people are starting to understand that whole food is where it's at. And of course, that's what Dr. Gary Null has been saying, is whole food is where it's at. So what was it that convinced you that you needed to take on this whole new line by Dr. Llewellyn 10 years ago?
Well, it all started basically when I was analyzing what Eric was offering, and at first I wanted to turn it down, as the advisor for my company. I wanted to turn the products down because I didn't feel that we needed to be involved in such a saturated market. Everything was basically identical. But what Eric was offering in these whole food nutrient forms were entirely different. Not only were they had a better marketing story of being absorbed better, but they also had scientific evidence by peer-reviewed studies showing that our nutrients are, in fact, not only better absorbed, but they're retained and utilized better within the body. And we have over 50 university studies with more than 20 of them that have been published in peer-reviewed journals highlighting those exact differences. Now, in the marketplace, there's so much emphasis that gets put on absorption. Absorption, absorption. This product absorbs better than this one, and this one absorbs better than that one. But absorption really is not the key function with supplements. It's how will your body utilize what's being absorbed. Even mercury can be absorbed into the body. That doesn't mean that your body's going to receive any benefit from it. All of our nutrients have been shown within the body in vivo studies showing that when these nutrients are ingested, they're being utilized more effectively. The body retains them longer. They hold on to them, and they use them sort of as a natural time release. When you hear time release formulation in the marketplace, that just simply means that they're putting a little bit more glue on the tablet that helps it break down longer. So that's your time release formulation. But with our nutrients, the way your body holds onto them a lot longer and retains them longer, it uses them when they're needed. So that is the true time release formulation. And as you were going back before talking about the magnesium, you were saying it's highly recommended. And I've heard several people saying, oh, yeah, you need 400 milligrams right off the bat or throughout the day, space out your dosages. Well, out of that 400 milligrams, for example, if you took magnesium glycinate, only 10% of that is magnesium, which is bound to the glycine, or with magnesium citrate. 10% of the magnesium is bound to citric acid, 90%. So out of that 400 milligrams that people are taking, they're only getting about 40 milligrams of magnesium that's bound to a rock, not to proteins, but to a rock or a synthetic chemical. Now, your body has a tough time dealing with that.
May I interrupt? Sorry. You'll only get 10% of that 40 milligrams as well. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no problem at all. So, yeah, out of that composition of the 40 milligrams of the 400 milligram tablet, you're only getting 10% absorption of that, but that still doesn't equate to utilization because there's no proteins, as Eric was pointing out earlier.
All right, let's move to another one, because one of the most often taken items, of course, is the multivitamin. And I'd like for you, if you don't mind, Dr. Llewellyn, to express to us why it is so important that we take a whole food multivitamin rather than a chemical. What do you see in the bad stuff in chemical substitutes that are utilized for supplements?
Well, to keep it brief, Jason will have a jolly good list of this. I should also say I'm not really involved with the business side of the whole food bit. I just do it because I believe it. Now, multivitamins and minerals, as long ago as the 1970s and even earlier, pharmacopeias and health writers were saying you mustn't take a multivitamin and with minerals at the same time. Because they are chemicals, they negatively interact. Earl Mindell and all of those earlier writers, and still some informed writers today, will say some of the chemical minerals should not be taken with some of the chemical vitamins because there is a negative effect on people's health. That is the main reason that I, for example, they say you mustn't take vitamin E in a multivitamin at the same time as iron in a multivitamin. You must take them at least 8 hours apart. That is in the medical press. So all of these chemical multivitamins, somebody there knows you shouldn't do it, but they do it. This is complete nonsense, of course, because in nature, you wouldn't strip off one piece of the cabbage and say, I'm going to have the iron now and I'll have the bottom part of the leaf in 8 hours' time. In nature, the E and the iron are together because they're in this protein matrix and they all work together. With the whole food, there are no chemicals. They are supportive, synergistic, and no negative, only positive happens with the whole food one. The chemical ones, it doesn't matter how much they spend on advertising, which is 99% of all the chemical multivitamins and minerals. Anybody listening, please just go and have a look at your books and you will find that you shouldn't take these chemicals together. And the chemicals are all listed on the label, of course. Does that help?
Okay, and let's talk about calcium, because I know so many women take calcium, and yet we have more osteoporosis.
200 milligrams of calcium at a time. First of all, you're not taking calcium. You are, in fact, taking a calcium chemical. And if you take more than 200, there are 33 different chemicals, so I'd urge your listeners to actually see what the second word is after calcium, because there are 33 different chemicals. Again, it's exactly like Jason was saying, you probably get between anything between 5% and probably 30% of calcium, but only at the most 10% of that will be utilized. And this is why people, you'll know from your medical, kidney stones, all sorts of disruptions to the heart are all based on this wrong form of calcium. If you take an elephant, and I'll be very brief, the elephant's bone metabolism is about 99.99, the same as you or I. The elephant eats about 1,500 milligrams of calcium as calcium per day from its leaves and its grass. Small bits of calcium attached to proteins in the grass. Weigh yourself next to the elephant, and then you decide if you need these high doses of calcium. You don't. And also, the calcium supplements weaken the bones because they take phosphate out of the bones to try and get the calcium in. That doesn't happen with the whole food one. I would say we've done Paget's disease, Joyce, which you know is very nasty. We sometimes used 60 milligrams of our elemental calcium, but all the Paget's disease people over 5 years added to bone tissue density. The only other calcium form was calcitonin, and we know the dangers with that. None of the others really added to it. So I feel very strongly that if you want to improve your bones, for goodness sake, don't take calcium supplements, unless it's the food form, of course. But it's that old thing. If you measure yourself with the weight to an elephant, you'll find 30 or so milligrams of calcium is absolutely fine.
Really? Okay, then let's talk about...
I've got studies to prove it.
Okay, let's talk about beta-glucan, because beta-glucan is now being highly recommended. Every one of the docs that I talk to tell me, I have stage 4 cancer, by the way, tell me that I need to take beta-glucan. And my question to you is, what is different about your beta-glucan? I am taking it. What is different about your beta-glucan and different than the other beta-glucan that's out there?
Well, the first thing is they're not chemicals. If you take the 1,3 beta glucan, the D fraction of the glucan, or the 1,6 glucan, and they're in a matrix, they will work synergistically together. If you take the chemical form, they just don't work. I mean, you're talking about these purified substances, usually from glucose, by the way, not from a recognizable food. They just don't work, and we've done that work, and that's why we spent 7 years getting the food, whole food form of beta glucans together. They are wonderful when they work together. We just, if you take the 1,3, 1,6 separately, or even the D fraction, then you're dealing with chemicals, and you better know what you're doing with those chemicals. But they are valuable, very, very valuable indeed. Did I hear you say you had stage 4?
I do now, yes. Metastasized all over my body. So I'm doing all the natural things that I possibly can, including IV ozone and cesium treatment and a number of other things. And I've told my listeners, you know, I may be the canary in the coal mine, but I want to find what works for people so that you don't have to go to Germany and get that $50,000 injection that is supposed to...
No, I started the Bristol, with three other people, started the complementary Bristol Help Center for Cancer. In 1980 or something it was. It's now one of the 5 centers of excellence in Britain for cancer.
Really?
And completely non-toxic. And they focus, they certainly aren't that expensive. And if you can't afford it, it's free. But
wow.
In the first many years, they would only use our food-based supplements until a big company threatened them that as a charity they got to recommend somebody else's as well. So that was rather nasty.
Uh-huh.
They, for years, they only used integrated food, whole food products with, but I'm very happy to talk to you about that because I spent 30-odd years doing this.
Okay. I would love to know what you have to say.
A lot of reversals with, 100% reversals with bowel cancer and a few other cancers that have been published in all the medical press using the whole food. The chemical supplements wouldn't do it.
Well, I'd like to hear what you have to say. I think mine comes from the military and receiving all those vaccines and all that I went through during...
That's a pretty good source of mercury and aluminium, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, all that I went through in the military, so I think that probably has something to do with it. But
I'm very happy to offer you whatever advice I can. I've never charged anybody with cancer, and I never will. But if you wanted to, please do contact me, and I'm more than pleased to offer what help I can, because there are things you can do.
Okay, excellent. And I've talked with lots of people who have lots of ideas on how to do this. And what I'm trying to find, Dr. Llewellyn, is what is the, and I know there is no one answer, but what is the best protocol for people to be on? Because I know there's 900 types of cancer. And because I spent the majority of my first year doing the Budwig diet and you know, flaxseed oil and blah, blah, blah. I did all those things, and it metastasized to bone, liver, kidney, and spine.
Independent things. They do have value. Please let me not give the wrong impression. They do have a value, and they've helped a lot of people. I'd rather take a holistic approach, which is helping the body to promote its immune system to cause apoptosis. And there's been a lot of that over the years. I've got chapter and verse on it. I really do feel that by feeding the body, first of all, one other thing, even the British Medical Journal has accepted this. If you become vegetarian at the time of diagnosis, your chances of being alive in 5 years increase by 40%. Now,
wow.
That is the British Medical Journal. I actually can tell you it's about 55 to 60% and vegan over 80%. But the British Medical Association accept that vegetarian with all forms of cancer increases your chance by at least 40%. Then I would say you refine that diet. And then I would say also that you need to get some of these supplements that the body requires to fight the cancer.
Okay, well, I certainly appreciate that. And maybe we could do a program on cancer one of these days and your recommendations for that. But let's just say a blanket kind of across the board, as a person experiencing this, where do I begin in the amount, hypothetically, of course, because we give no medical advice, this is for your educational and entertainment purposes only, where do I begin on sort of the foundation of what I should be taking then, or I or anyone with stage 4 cancer?
Well, I would, first of all, I would, as I say, I think turning vegetarian is probably the most physically important thing you can do. Then I think there, you have to support things like the liver with things like good proper beetroot juice and a few other juices. And I'll write all this out for you and send it to Jason for anybody. This is also based on published medical evidence, by the way, beetroot juice and what it does for cancers. So I would send you a little thing as a general cancer guide, all based on medical published papers, but based on foods. So the essence is vegetarian, first of all. I think then you start the support with a few juices and then very definitely with the supplements you're missing. If you take the chemical magnesiums and the chemical selenium, they're not going to do it as published in medical evidence that we've done. It won't do it, but the when we use the selenium, the whole food selenium and other things, we had, I'll send it to Jason today.
Okay, please do. I'll be expecting that. Let's go to a break. We've got a 3-minute break. We'll be back and take your phone calls for them at 855-995-6923. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to Power Hour, 54 minutes after the hour. Just wanted to let you know that that story I did earlier on the Pope was given the recommendation or told to make new commandments, that is a phony story. That is a chatter story that we put up there. I liked it because they said no GMO foods and no GMO products. I kind of like that the Pope said that, but that wasn't a Pope story. Just wanted to let you all know that so that you're not thinking that we're going to have a whole new set of 11 commandments as opposed to 12. I thought it was a cute story, but be that as it may, I probably shouldn't have shared it in the new segment of the program. We're talking to Dr. Eric Llewellyn and Jason Dirkovics today regarding the whole food vitamins grown by nature available at the Power Mall. You can call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And we've got Steve in Virginia. Let's go to Steve. You're on the air with Eric, with Dr. Llewellyn, and with Jason. Go ahead, please, Steve.
Yes, thank you. I just was asking about the what would be a good, in general, a good nutrient to take for someone who was recovering from a stroke.
Okay. Is there anything different, Dr. Llewellyn, anything different about recovering from a stroke that one would take?
Yes, I would certainly, I've dealt with stroke people before. I would certainly... you've got to get refined sugars out of the diet. There's no question about that. You've got to and try and eliminate all pork from that. I would then have a look very much at taking the food form of multivitamin, and I would increase certainly the magnesium to perhaps two a day, and I would absolutely have extra selenium. Those two things are known. Now, a lot of people will say calcium helps prevent and recovery from stroke. I think there's probably two or three multis a day. There's probably an adequate amount of calcium in that. But certainly that the multi that Jason does and magnesium and selenium I would take in advance of that. But get rid of all the refined sugars, refined flours, and definitely no pork.
Okay.
If you can get green foods in, I don't know the one that Joyce is talking about, green stuff. It sounds a wonderful name, but as much chlorophyll will be helpful as well, if that helps you very briefly.
Okay. I thank you very much for that. And yes. Thank you. Anything else, Steve?
Just one other question. We understood that recently someone said magnesium orotate is the best magnesium to take. Is there any information on that one?
Yes, I can tell you that before I found the food nutrients, we used to use magnesium orotate. You have to bear in mind one thing. Most companies trick people by putting magnesium sulfate or something else in with orotic acid. Proper bonded magnesium orotate is good. It's the least offensive of any forms of magnesium. But please bear in mind one thing. There's only about 7% magnesium in magnesium orotate. So if it says 100 milligrams, you're going to get 7 milligrams of magnesium, and you probably will get, if you're lucky, half of that.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve. Thank you, Steve. Okay, Jason, did you want to add something?
I was just going to add with the orotate, it's still missing the proteins.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is the driver. I mean, it's like having, thousands upon thousands of milligrams within the body, and that's the way absorption is tested, is what goes in versus what comes out. That doesn't mean it's being utilized correctly. Only the proteins will make sure that they arrive at their destination. I always use the analogy that the proteins are like a taxi driver. They know where to deliver the nutrients within the body. They have intrinsic signals that sort of like a GPS signaling system that say, okay, the liver requires so much of this. Exactly. The heart needs some of this. So the proteins are the vehicle to which these nutrients get delivered to our cells and are utilized properly.
Okay, we've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back with the final segment for our guest today, Dr. Eric Llewellyn.